The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. One of America's greatest men spoke these sobering words: "The time is now near at hand which must probably determine whether Americans are to be free men or slaves, whether they are to have any property they can call their own, whether their houses and farms are to be pillaged and destroyed and themselves consigned to a state of wretchedness from which no human efforts will deliver them. The fate of unborn millions," he said, "will now depend, under God, on the courage and conduct of this army. Our cruel and unrelenting enemy leaves us no choice but a brave resistance or the most abject submission. We have, therefore, to resolve to conquer or die. Our own country's honor calls upon us for a vigorous and manly exertion, and if we now shamefully fail, we shall become infamous to the whole world." He finished with these words: "Let us rely upon the goodness of the cause and the aid of the Supreme Being in whose hands victory is, to animate and encourage us to great and noble actions." The great American who spoke those words was George Washington. He spoke them to his ragtag army on July 2, 1776, the day when the Declaration of Independence was first approved in Congress. Looking at their natural assets, that little army didn't have a ghost of a chance against Britain's army, which was the best in the world of that day. Yet they won America's independence because they trusted, as Patrick Henry said, "the just God who presides over the destinies of nations." God obviously wanted this nation to exist. However, over the last 90 years, we've lost the understanding of why America exists. We've bought into the lie that our life is about pleasure instead of purpose. Consequently, we are very close to losing our liberty. The Bible says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Few in government or the universities will own and speak the name of Jesus, that name above every name. Homosexuals push for recognition of their lifestyle as normal instead of agreeing with the Bible and admitting its perversion. So-called doctors murder 5,000 babies a day by abortion. With all that bad news, is there any hope? Yes, there is hope. There is another American army being raised up. It's an army of the common folk, an army of those who are too wise to believe the lie that life is about themselves. They know we will face God and give an account to Him for our actions. They're beginning to cry out, "Enough is enough." They're beginning to search the Scriptures for the way to operate education and government. And there's a groundswell cry saying, "Let's return to the faith of our fathers." Now, you'll never hear about this army from the liberal media, but it's there. The common people are falling on their knees and crying out to God to grant us revival and a reformation in this land. You say, "Don, how can I join?" Well, because it's a grassroots movement, not a top-down push, you must let the Lord work first with you personally. You must surrender your life to Him by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal master. Then, you must begin to daily read the Bible. You must read it from beginning to end, working your way through it over and over for the rest of your life. Only by doing this will you learn how God thinks about education, government, and economy. And as you learn how He thinks, that miraculous Word of God will change you to think as He does. And then you will reform the institutions of education, government, and economy. You will be a soldier in His American Reformation Army. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you. and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.